It's a victory. All I do is win, is what the Mean Green Pep Band is playing right now. And that is exactly what North Texas did tonight, taking down North Alabama 56-53 to earn a bid in the finals of the WBI. And we're joined by the head coach of the Mean Green, Jalen Mitchell. First of all, our post-game show brought to you by Texas Health Presbyterian. And Coach Mitchell's visit, a service of Adams Exterminating. And Coach, I mean, this one went right down to the wire once again. It was so similar to Utah State, where it was really tough to buy a bucket late. But what makes your team ready to handle these late game situations now?
You know, I would just say the season. I mean, we've been through a little bit of everything this season. So, you know, I would say, you know, handling adversity all season long is what prepared us for moments like these. Tough, gritty wins, to be quite honest. I mean, that's a really, really good team. They've had a great year, and they challenged us like we knew they would. And I'm just proud of us for sticking it out and for doing what it took to get the win.
And Terry O'Bradley had a tough time getting into the flow because, number one, Emma Wallen was all over her all game, face guarding her and just making it generally tough. But how big was it for TB to, you know, have that scoring mentality even when it wasn't her night at that key time to put you guys in front?
And that's the thing. I mean, you know, you never know when that moment is going to come. You just have to stay ready. And I, you know, a lot of credit to her for staying ready, for understanding that, you know, she doesn't have to take every shot, or she does, you know, she has teammates that can help her out. And, you know, there's a lot of trust amongst them, which I love. And again, we did this together. Every accomplishment that we've had this season, we've done it together. So really proud.
How about the trio of Brittany Smith, a season high 10, Callie Owens with 10, some confident shots in this game by her, and then Trina as well, picking up 8 points, 2 assists in the game as well. What's your reaction to just the way those three played when you think about big time scorers on your team? You're not going to think about those three, but they were deadly tonight.
They were. I mean, like you said, Callie had some big shots. She, you know, a couple that I can think of right now that were just huge and really timely. So, you know, I mean, they're players, and again, they're ready. They're prepared for these moments. You know, we've had, what, 30 something games at this point to kind of prepare for those moments. So just for them having the confidence to be present and be in those moments and connect is huge for our team.
You guys did a wonderful job of keeping Panetti off balance, not only her foul trouble, but the way you guarded her in the post. What were some key things that you tried to do to make her a little less effective than her 63% coming in?
Well, just to be really active, you know, on her and make her look really tough. I thought, you know, there were times where we were able to help and get her to turn it over or get it, you know, to make it a really tough shot. So, I mean, that was the whole plan. They had a big three, and we didn't want any of the big three to hurt us. I thought we did a really good job on one, although she hit a few big threes. But we also did, I thought, a good job, like you said, on Panetti. But I just, those stops, and I would like to know the fourth quarter. I mean, but just to keep them to their lowest in the second and fourth quarter, you know, we're trying to close out the halves, trying to close out the games, I think is really, really huge for us.
Couple more questions. First of all, I want you to gush about Maddie Townley off to your left. I mean, she is just, for those that aren't familiar with this team and don't watch them every day, her numbers don't jump off the page to you, but the way she plays, I mean, she might be the best basketball player purely on your team. What was your reaction to her performance tonight?
Awesome. Like you said, I mean, you know, it wasn't a great night shooting for her, but she is the absolute best at doing everything else, whether it's an all-night or an off-night. 14 rebounds, 7 of them offensive. That's huge. She played all but 52 seconds of this game, and she played every single second hard, extremely, extremely hard. Clutch free throws down the stretch. I know she would have liked to make a couple more, but at the same time, you know, we really miss her. I miss her when she's not on the court. So
that's why she played 38 minutes and 8 seconds.
That is why. But yeah, she just makes a difference for us on both ends of the floor. Very selfless player, just hard-nosed and tough and willing to do whatever it takes for her team. So we're lucky to have her.
What has this opportunity meant for your team to finish the season with at least 3 straight wins at home? And we'll see whether you play on the road or at home in the championship game at the WBI. But what has it meant to have this opportunity?
Incredible. I mean, it's meant the world. You know, the stat was mentioned that we haven't been in postseason play in 17 years. We had never won a postseason game up until this season. And so to have not only the opportunity, but to take advantage of it the way we have, incredible. I it's just now hitting me talking about it. 3 postseason wins and the opportunity to play for a championship is big time. So I'm really excited for our team. They've earned this right, and just look forward to the next game.
Absolutely, because there is one more.
There is one more.
There is one more, and we'll see where it is. And in case you're just tuning in or you're driving home and you don't know, if Campbell wins, then North Texas would host, and if Appalachian State wins, North Texas would go to Boone, and a date to be finally determined, but we do know North Texas is in the final. Coach, congratulations on the win.
Thank you so much.
Jaylee Mitchell, the head coach of the Mean Green, joining us on the post-game show brought to you by Adams Exterminating, and our post-game chat is brought to you by Adams, and then our post-game show is sponsored by Texas Health Presbyterian. We're joined by our Raisin Cane's player of the game, Maddie Townley, who played 39 minutes and 8 seconds, did not commit a foul. She drew 9 fouls in this game. She had 7 points, 14 rebounds, 7 of them offensive, 7 of them defensive, and helped her team to a win thanks to her excellent play on both ends of the floor. Maddie, congratulations on the victory.
Thank you.
Okay, let's start with near the end of the game. TB has just put you guys in front by 1. And what did you see on the play where you took the charge against Panetti? Kind of take me through what happened there on that play.
Well, I figure since she couldn't get the ball to the guards because our guards were denying them so hard that she was just going to take off, you know, full steam ahead. So I was like, hey, let me just jump in front. And she ended up throwing an elbow, so I just took it.
You're no worse for the wear. You're still feeling good after this one, right, as your team picks up the win. You went 5 of 7 at the free throw line. And like Coach said, you'd like to make those 2 late, but you are very valuable there as well as you help the team pick up the victory. Offensive rebounding-wise, 7 of them in this game. What did you see on the floor tonight that helped you attack the offensive glass like you did?
Well, as far as the game plan, we knew that they would take off as well because their transition offense is amazing. You know, they take off, but the thing is they don't really box out. So I was like, hey, that's a few extra offensive boards I can get. That's a few extra offensive boards anybody can get because they don't box out. So that my mindset was, hey, nobody's going to touch me. Let me go get it.
And they can't break out if they don't get the rebound.
Exactly.
You guys limit a team that is averaging almost 72 a game to 53. They really didn't get out in transition much. I know that probably the offensive game left a little to be desired. You guys probably left a few points out there in a few areas. But defensively, when you look at the total scope against a top offensive team like they are, how impressed are you with the way you guys executed?
I mean, as usual, our defense is always, you know, top-notch. And although, you know, our offense wasn't, some shots weren't dropping, some layups, you know, went around and out, we made sure that it didn't affect our defense. And that's one of the good things about our team is we brush it off and we get back and get a stop and say, hey, we're going to get another chance because we're going to get the stop and go back on offense.
Can you believe this team has an opportunity to cut down nets early next week? You can? Why can you believe that?
Because our team is top-notch, you know. I have full belief in what we are, what we do, and everybody behind it.
Take us away from the floor, because obviously we see the wins on the floor, and they've been impressive. But what have you guys done well as far as refocusing after probably a disappointing third loss of the season to Rice to end the Conference USA tournament? You guys had to refocus and in 2 days, you know, decided to play and then you're on the floor. What have you guys done since then off the floor that has helped you perform so well?
Honestly, it's really the off day after the game that helps us. because it allows us to not only rest, it allows us to also, you know, get our classes together since we've missed, you know, a lot. We've missed a lot of classes because of games. So it allows us to keep our classes in check and allows us to rest our bodies, go to treatment, even mandatory treatment now, because we're playing so close to each other, and then the next day, you know, we're back at it. It's not as hard as, you know, if we had more days to prepare, but we still, it's really mental at this point because we only get, you know, really one day to prepare for a game, and I mean, it's been working.
And you get one day to rest tomorrow, and you get to sit back and see who the opponent is and where you play. We know there's one game left in this season.
For sure.
Congratulations on the win, Maddie.
All right, thank you.
That is Madison Townley, our Raisin Cane's player of the game, and what a game she had with 7 points and 14 rebounds as North Texas powers past North Alabama, a worthy opponent, 56-53. The post-game show brought to you by Texas Health Presbyterian rolls on in a moment on Mean Green Women's Basketball from Learfield, IMG College. 56-53, the final score here at the Super Pit in Denton. North Texas takes down North Alabama. I'm John Little, back alongside Hank Dickinson. Really appreciate the chats with Jaylee Mitchell and Maddie Townley. They were so forthcoming. And I know you didn't get to hear Jaylee's thoughts, Hank, but I know you've known Jaylee as long as anybody here.
Says a lot more about me than does her.
Oh, no, whatever. It says a lot about her, too. You guys are North Texas institutions. But she had tears coming up in her eyes, thinking about how much this means, the investment that the university has made to make sure that this tournament happens, the performances by her team, that she's on the cusp of finishing the season out with a victory. It means a lot to a legacy Mean Green person.
Well, she's an easy person to root for. And, you know, when you're lucky enough to have your head coach down to your left on the floor, and then you look to your right up in the rafters and you see her jersey hanging, you know you've got something special. And I think even though she was already here before the current leadership was here, I think Ren Baker realized, hey, this is who you try to build around, because when they're out selling what North Texas is and where North Texas has come and where North Texas is going, who's a better ambassador than your all-time leading scorer and someone who has taken a long time to become a good head coach? And tonight you got to see her go up against another good head coach. This was really a good college basketball game. Forget that it's not the NCAA. If you're still playing in March, man, you're pretty good. And this team has a chance now to play for a title, so I'm sure she was a little emotional. It means a lot to her. I think it means a lot to the people that showed up tonight. Pretty good crowd tonight.
It really was, and I can't imagine what it would be like if, you know, North Texas was able to host, and they're not in control of that. They need Campbell to do them some favors there against a really good App State team, but we'll see. And if it happens, I think we'll see another fantastic crowd.
John, you've got some stats to run down. You've done a wonderful job all year. Just can't thank you enough for the opportunity to come back and do a game with you. It means a lot, I think, to the listeners of this program, the energy you put in all year. And so I just want to compliment you. And the other thing is, thanks for asking me. I appreciate it, man. It was fun.
It was the greatest.
I'm running to the car. I'm going to listen to you sign off. We're getting some drive-by truckers. They're from Florence, Alabama.
Okay.
Jason Isbell.
Oh, yeah.
That was
definitely
my trivia.
I knew
you.
All that.
All right.
You know, brought to you by Golden Triangle Mall.
Hey,
you,
John,
so much.
Thank you, buddy.
Hey,
see ya.
Thank you, Hank. Have a great night. That's Hank Dickinson, and it's great to hear his thoughts after another big win for North Texas. And it's one of those where you're like, this is one of the biggest wins in team history. And it's certainly top 10 and maybe top 5 as North Texas takes down North Alabama 56-53 to reach the WBI finals. So let's look at the final stats. They're brought to you by James Wood Auto Park. North Texas shoots 40% from the floor for the game. And outshoots North Alabama in this one. 3 of 8 from three. North Alabama, most of the game, is an in-your-face, one-on-one defensive team. They went to a little 2-3 here and there. There just weren't a lot of great open looks from outside. But North Texas buried them when they had them. I mean, yeah, 3 of 8 from three. That's very nice. 7 of 12 from the foul line for North Texas. North Alabama shot 37% on the road. Not bad. 33% from outside. 6 of 18. And 9 of 13 at the foul line, that's 69%. 37 rebounds for the Mean Green to 35 for North Alabama. That was a +2 in the rebounding count for North Texas to barely win that category against a feisty
North Alabama club. 10 offensive rebounds for the Mean Green and 7 for North Alabama in this one. North Texas limited to 7 assists on 23 made baskets, 16 turnovers, 2 steals, and 2 blocks. North Alabama with 10 assists on 19 made buckets, 18 turnovers, 11 steals, and 1 block. Individually for the Mean Green, 10 points by Brittany Smith for a season high, 5 of 6 from the floor, 3 assists, 2 steals in 32 minutes. She was awesome. Callie Owens was too. 10 points off the bench on 4 of 8 shooting. She nailed a couple threes and had 3 rebounds in 23 minutes. 8 points off the bench for Trina Mims on 4 of 10 shooting. 3 rebounds, 2 assists for Trina in 27 minutes. 7 points in a starting role for Maddie Townley, who was our player of the game, brought to you by Raisin Cane. 7 points, 7 offensive rebounds, 7 defensive rebounds for a total of 14 in the victory. And then it was 6 points for Deja Terrell off the bench. She was good again, 5 rebounds. And she makes that kind of impact in just 15 minutes of action, you'll love that if you're North Texas. Charlene Shepard with an impactful 7 minutes of work, 4 points, 3 rebounds in this one. She was 2 of 3 at the foul line. Only 4 points for Terry L. Bradley. But, you know, as she doesn't take the lead in the scoring role, she does garner a lot of attention, and she opens the floor up for everybody else. And she opens the floor up for players who are going to be here next year that need to learn to score at a greater clip. And that's exactly what players like Callie Owens, Trina Mims, Deja Terrell, Charlene Shepard were able to do, as Terry L. Bradley drew all the attention in a 4-point night, 2 of 7 from the field, 0 of 2 from 3 for TB as she fought foul trouble. Also for North Texas, Anisha George with 4 and 4 rebounds, Grace Goodhart, 3 points, 1 rebound, and everybody that played scored for the Mean Green in this one. As for North Alabama, Ivy Wallen leads with 14 points. Just such an impressive player on 5 of 14 shooting. She was 1 of 5 from beyond the arc. 3 rebounds, 3 assists, 6 turnovers, and 3 steals. She's going to have some meniscus surgery in the offseason, try to come back for her senior year, and I bet you'll be hearing her name as North Alabama tries to make waves in their second year of provisional status in Division I. Kenesha Colson had one of her better games of the season, 11 points, 6 rebounds on 3 of 5 shooting, 4 assists too in 29 minutes of work. 9 points each for Brittany Panetti and Emma Wallen. Wallen, 3 of 9 from outside, but missed 2 arcers that could have tied it late. They were 2 very tough shots, though. And Brittany Panetti, 9 points, 3 rebounds before fouling out in 25 and a half minutes of work. She also had 4 steals in this game. She did some defensive work. Jalen Austin with 4. Savannah Stoltz and Olivia Graham had 3 apiece to close out the North Alabama scoring. It was a tight game. The biggest lead for UNA was 3. The biggest lead for North Texas was 7. Game was tied 7 times, lead changed hands 4 times. North Texas led for most of the game, but UNA was right there the whole time as North Texas wins at 56-53 to punch their ticket to the finals of the WBI. A chance to cut down nets. Now, who is it going to be against as we step behind the Ramey King Insurance Sports Desk? Well, it's 2 possibilities. The Campbell Camels, and that's going to be tough to say if it is, but I'll be happy if it is, because that means the North Texas Mean Green would be playing at home. Campbell goes on the road to App State. Very tough team. Appalachian State with an RPI of 130 at the end of the regular season, and a very good year in the Sun Belt. And so they will try to knock off Campbell. If they do, then Appalachian State will host the championship game, and they'll do so against a North Texas Mean Green team that will try to come up with a big road win to close out their season. Otherwise, if Campbell wins, North Texas plays right here. This will either be April 2nd or 3rd, that's Tuesday or Wednesday of next week, depending on how things work out with the host school and when they can have the game. So pay attention to meangreensports.com, all the Twitter posts, all the Facebook posts. As soon tomorrow night as we know who North Texas will play, it will be posted all over the place online. That game will end around 8 o'clock, and I'm sure there'll be provisions in place for both schools to know where they would go, all 3 schools involved, to know, because they need to know for travel schedules, how things would match up. So I'm sure immediately tomorrow night, 8, 8:30, 9 o'clock, somewhere in there, we will know where North Texas is playing and when they are playing to decide the championship of the WBI. And they're here after a 3-0 trip through the first round, quarterfinals, and the semifinals. And today's 3-point win puts North Texas in the finals. A 56-53 victory over the North Alabama Lions. Congratulations to UNA on a fantastic first season in Division I, finishing at 21-9. But North Texas is now 18-15. They look to make it 19 wins and to cut down nets for the first time in team history. Big thanks to Hank Dickinson for coming out and joining me. I hope you enjoyed him as much as I do, because it's just super fun to have such a knowledgeable basketball guy and somebody who's as passionate about North Texas as he is on the program. Paula Garcia has done a great job all season on the board, and just in case she's not the one on the board for the final game next week, I want to say, Paula, seriously, awesome job this year. So thank you so much for your excellent work back at the KNTU studios. This is John Little giving you the final score one more time from the Super Pit in Denton. North Texas 56, North Alabama 53. Until next week in the championship game of the WBI, this is John Little saying so long from Denton.